So are they always like that big, or?
Well, there's bigger ones than others. I mean, yeah, though they're huge. When you see them on the back of a truck, right. I've seen it one time. It's just like, we're up close there.
Man, we're road tripping, man.
Road tripping.
So, this is the Great Weight Podcast. And I'm hanging with my co-host, Jason Thornton, guys, from the Joe's Grotto. We are road tripping into Los Angeles. Holy crap. I'm freaking tired. Los Angeles. And I was too excited. I didn't need to possibly be there last night, Jason. And I went to bed about 2 and woke up at 9 so I could get some clean clothes for the trip. Because you never have clean clothes when you need them when you're going out of town. It's like always last second, you know?
Yeah.
And so... So Jason and I were... He's doing a show at Comedy Store?
Yeah,
These Nuts?
Comedy Store.
This guy.
Yeah, These Nuts.
This freaking bastard. He's done comedy quarter of the time that I've done it. He's doing all these cool shows, dude. He's been telling me about, so...
good stuff.
Yeah, this guy. So we're past Josh's... You guys know that we're out and about, so we're gonna be, I might be able to sneak some audio from the Comedy Store when Jason's out there. Maybe I can talk to some of my freaking crushes. My comedy crushes.
No, that was perfect.
My comedy crushes, man. I idolize all these dudes. So hopefully that'll be cool. If I do, hopefully they'll love me. I mean, I'm not big enough, and I don't have too big enough of a reach, right? I don't think it's gonna hurt their brand.
Come here with your long arms.
Yeah, hurt their brand. They do Scott Waite's podcast. Like, wait, how many people listen to you? 3 people? Okay, I got it. Okay, let's. All right, what do you want me to talk to you about? We will talk about anything unfiltered and uncensored. We will do it. So we'll see. And then we're gonna try to hit up a couple of mics, dude. And then we're gonna hang out downtown. Definitely, since I'm going to be close to where
we're at the historic Hollywood.
We're staying at the historic Hollywood Hotel, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's pretty not historic, but it's just old. California can get away with that.
That's kind of the definition of historic.
Right.
Like, in a sense, you know, you got antique and...
So we're 45 minutes from Riverside, 20 from Beaumont, Texas, or California.
And so, thank goodness we're not going through Riverside.
Yeah.
That's where I got a job at McDonald's for a day last time I came over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They gave you a job for a day?
Well, we had to order our own food from these screens. There was a line of people. And then after you order your food, you had to go up and pay for it.
Right.
It made no sense whatsoever. And
right.
They give you a number. It was... And so anyway, I'm up for Employee of the Month.
So if you're in Riverside, California, you see my coach Jason's mug on the wall.
Exactly.
Can you let him know?
Jump on the
He won Employee of the Month. He's been looking for a residual check for a while now. He's a traveling comic and as road dogs, man. It's doesn't pay the bills like it used to. So this guy needs all the help.
I don't think it ever did.
Yeah, probably not.
Oh, that was a white water.
Probably not.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that?
White water
cool.
Wash. Right. I didn't picture that. Every wash
white
in
water
Arizona
rock.
Is dry.
Why are they going to be racist whitewater rocks? Why can't they be multicolored rocks?
Well, old black water keep on rolling.
Right.
Maybe brothers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's racist. I think Big Bear's up there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is up there. I've never been there.
A big Bear's
like to go there.
And my this girl I went to school with in college in Idaho, her dad was mayor of Big Bear.
Nice.
Yeah, for a while. And then she's married now.
Why
didn't
you lock that down?
She looked like Meghan Trainor did before Meghan Trainor was big. Literally, I'm like, it's so weird because
so
I hadn't seen her for
days.
No, I hadn't seen her for a while, right? And I thought her name was Lindsay, but she looked. I saw this girl Meghan Trainor. I'm like, that looks like friggin' Lindsay, dude, from Rick's Junior College in Idaho. But it was just Meghan Trainor. I'm like, wait, what? Well, I'm like, what? She changed her name. Because she did music. I'm like, well, she changed her name. And she's freaking Meghan Trainor now. But she had a crush on my roommate, Dave, who he's married now. But we're pretty sure he's closetedly gay. He's like an Atlanta house husband, dude. He's pretty sure he's gay. And sorry, Dave.
Are you talking about Chrisley?
No. But he whatever. Like yeah. listens. No,
Chrisley knows best.
Maybe, but
he's got to be. He's so effeminate, man.
But no, this guy though. No, but him and his like, but he would like sing show tunes in the shower, dude. Like taking showers and singing show tunes, and like he shared a room with him and his three brothers in the master bedroom, and they moved in at our place up in Utah. And so funny, it's a running joke. You know, and then he got married, now he has a few kids, but we just kept saying, "Like Dave, it's okay to come out of the closet, man. We'll still be your friends, dude. It's okay to admit you're gay." Because he would get the hottest chicks. Like he was the guy, who's kind of handsome dude, right? Because he's a handsome guy. And he was just getting, all these women would come around like, "Oh, is Dave home or Dave around?" "No, sorry, you just missed him." Like, "Okay, can you let him know so-and-so came by?" Like, "Yeah." Like, "Dave, dude, what's the deal with this?" "Well, you know, we're just friends." I'm like, "Dude, freaking seal the deal, dude. Just are you kidding friends. Me?"
Like, what the hell? There's a second giveaway. We got show tunes, we got friends.
No, but you know, so he...
And last but not least, kids. No, each kid gets
he married.
A buffer.
Right.
So he's got three kids, so he's got a three-layer buffer.
He married this girl. He married this girl, though. So, I mean, he's a good dude. I think, I don't know, he may still be gay. I think my bishop is from my ward. In my ward. Because he's really effeminate, too. Like, he's from Oregon, also. And not from Oregon. As an Oregonian, I'm not gay. But we're weird. So, yeah, my bishop, he's a stud, though. I like him, but he just kind of has that, like, feminine, very high feminine voice. I talk like this.
Hey, Mr. Garrison.
Garrison.
From,
Miss Garrison. Yeah.
Mr. Garrison.
So.
Mr.
Hand. Miss a hand. Speaking of Doobie Brothers, are coming in town. Hi. Fantasy Springs. Doobie Brothers and Brian Adams. Let's get started.
Normally this drive's just,
yeah.
I like the desert parts at least. No, it's not too bad though, man.
Yeah, these are
good stuff.
This is what I need. An extra person to kind of hang out with, you know? Y'all come back soon, yeah. Stagecoach.
Flying solo is not the way to go on this, I mean.
No.
Yeah. Or do it at night.
Yeah.
It's best not to see what
you're doing. Yeah, in Vegas, that's like Vegas. You just drive at night or...
I've done the Bermuda Triangle, man. Vegas, LA, yep. Phoenix.
That's the worst.
But it's not as bad as driving across Texas. That takes like 3 days.
Yeah, that's what you're telling me. That Texas is so damn far.
You can stay the first night in El Paso, second night in San Antonio, third night in Houston.
So right.
I'm done.
Like, that's I'm good. Done. I'm out of here.
You need your energy, though, for Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi.
Is that true? I've heard of that.
The roads are kind of... It freaked me out because I was driving a moving van,
right.
And it's swamps on both sides, but the road's just kind of bumpy,
right.
So we had to keep stopping every 75 miles and tightening things up. It's just, I drove to Pensacola, Florida.
You did, really?
Yeah, in a moving van with my mom in a Penske truck, yeah.
Wow.
Good stuff. And then we rode the Greyhound back.
So you had like a white, trash.
My 55-year-old mom.
Yeah, you had a white trash move. That sounds like total.
No, we picked up my brother. He joined it. Like I was in the Navy, and then he went, but he was stationed there for A school, and all of his stuff was at his wife's house in Ajo.
Oh yeah.
At her mom's, parents' house was in Ajo. I mean, how much closer can you get to Mexico? Really? Besides Algodones, or like. Down there, but stories for day. You got any good stories? Any good road trip stories?
I got a lot of different stories. I got a lot of them, dude. Honestly,
a nice car.
That's right. So the following, guys, is going to be sponsored by the Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse
Cannabis Boutique.
That's right.
We just got there. Actually, Jason, I don't have my card. Until I get my card, guys, I legally cannot smoke, dude. So, or doing this stuff. But the good thing, though, is now that Trump's been president, I've been blessed with a gift from the gods, literally. So now as Mormons, we're allowed to smoke weed. We got a medicinal marijuana card, so I got to get that so I can have an excuse to hang out with comics and smoke weed with them. I'm like, before I had to be like a narc, like, sorry guys, not allowed to. But if you're in Coachella, which you should be for the festival.
We didn't pick up herpes.
No, we didn't pick up herpes.
We did pick up a fast.
But the Lighthouse Cannabis Boutique, go to their website, lighthousedispensary.com. And
good deals. Just let them know you heard it on our show.
Yep, you heard it from Jason and me. You heard the Great Weight Podcast. I don't. They're like, who the hell is that? Don't worry about it.
Just give me my
free samples. Free samples, free Tracy. Samples.
Yeah, I'm over there getting. He's getting samples. He's over eating lozenges.
Yeah, we were doing all this over the.
They had those. They had cough drops. They had weed cough drops.
Weed drops, dude.
We drops it like.
Dude, and there's
Where is this?
Also, San Manuel guys, casino guys.
Wrong.
Shout out to their all-you-can-eat lobster buffet, which we're gonna pass because you know what? We're like we're rich, but we're not that rich. We're not.
I want to do this place.
All you can eat.
We should get booked there.
We should. That'd be kind of cool. I wonder how you do it. So, anyways, guys, Lighthouse. Check them out, dude.
Yes, Cannabis
Boutique.
It's on
84160 Avenue 48, man. Coachella, California, 92236,
right
man.
10.
Off the 10. I mean, if you're in the way to California, it's like right there. So if you like weed and you like stuff, smoke it, I guess. Go hang out with them.
This used to be the last In-N-Out burger before you hit Arizona. You know that?
I know.
Remember that? Yeah, we used to stop.
This is the place Cab's on. Yep. We used to come out here. Burberry, Disney owns it. Brooks Brothers. Oh, they got a nice lot of.
Prada, Coach. Yeah.
Wow, down
Banana Republic. There you go.
Oh, actually, speaking of stories, dude, good segue into this. I used to work at a factory outlet mall in Vegas, the Bell's factory outlet.
Nice.
So, so it was my last job I had. Last jobs I had, well, in high school and then before I went on my mission. To Ecuador, so that's how I saved my money to go on my mission. I saved a few grand to do it. But I was there, and you get people from all across the world. You get people from like, you know, Mexico, Germany, wherever. And I remember one time I was helping this lady, I think from Mexico City, from doing the. So they're shopping, and it's cheaper. It was cheap back then. This is 98, everything was really cheap. So she bought like $2,500 worth of clothes at our place. Probably sold for ten grand or 10 million pesos, whatever it was. The exchange rate was back there. But she, I'm like, hey, can you help me to my car? I'm like, yeah, because it was a whole big shopping cart full of stuff, right? And so she charged me like $5, dude. So, but you can't take tips, you know. So you can't take tips. And so I'm like, hey, but she slipped it under my mob style under my hand. So you take that. You're a nice boy. I'm like, thank you. Because I was speaking Spanish. I spoke Spanish in high school. So I spoke a little bit of the Spanish at that point.
Oh, no, it was the one with the... had the subway or something. I want to say,
right.
Oh, Samuel Jackson or...
Okay.
Is he or Bruce Willis? Someone like that. But it was cool because you looked at it and there was all these tracks and all these subways and you could totally tell it's from the movie. Film on location. They just filmed a Beyonce video at the Grand Canyon.
Did they really?
Yeah, down at Havasupai. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I've seen it.
I wonder if it's out. Yeah, I'd like to see it. Not for her, for the Havasupai.
Right.
Well, maybe a little more. But yeah, no, that's unbelievable down there. I haven't been down there since... I went down there in 6th grade, I think.
Okay.
We hiked down there. We stayed a week. You backpack in. It's about 13 miles each way.
Really?
Incredible. Oh, yeah. No tents. We didn't even break the tents out. We just slept out on this grass.
Dude, that's
sleeping actually, bags.
Yeah. Oh.
And the falls down there. There's Havasupai Falls. There's Booty Falls.
Right.
There's, like, several falls down there. The water is just crystal blue.
Really?
So that's why they filmed that down there. It's got flooded out a couple times.
Oh, wow.
And, it like ruins it for a while. But I think reservations are a year out or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to stay down in the village. There's a hotel. You can helicopter in there, too, if you're not adventurous. But, or just old.
Right.
And out of shape. Like, that last mile coming out, I couldn't imagine doing that now at 40. Give me a donkey.
Right.
Like, I would ride one of those burros down. But it's crazy. It's just switchbacks, and it's like a mile straight up. That last mile coming out of the canyon. It's just...
Donkey!
Donkey!